Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33. And today? Today is Tuesday. Tuesday, June the 2nd. Tuesday, June the 2nd of 2015. And the time? The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to continue really kind of an extension of what we talked about yesterday in the book of James, when we talk about how all of the struggle, conflict, fighting, and division among us come from within us. So all of this conflict, all of these issues, all of society's concerns is the result of an internal conflict. It's nothing external. So the fact that there's an internal division is what causes all of the problems. So since we have an internal decay results in external display. Let me say that again, because that's very, very important when we look at the big picture of things and when we try to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what's going on in our lives to other people, and it doesn't make sense to us. The biggest mistake that we make is we lie to ourselves because we don't understand ourselves. And we don't understand our purpose. And the reason that is the case is because we don't take the time. We're too busy trying to earn a living. So we don't really understand that this internal decay is manifested. Just look at humanity. Look at what's going on in the world today. Look at the African-American community, and you can see the result. Where there is internal decay or confusion, internal decay always displays itself. So internal decay results in a external display. So if people try to cover the fact that there's an internal decay with stuff, so the more stuff you buy or seek to obtain is an indication of the more internal decay that one maintains. So this internal decay means or equals external display. Now, when we talk about this external display, the only way to get this external display is the result of spiritual murder. So today we're talking about this one little topic called spiritual murder. It's an ideal. It is so deep that it pales in comparison to a lot of the issues and a lot of things that people focus on, and so we miss it. So internal decay, external display. But how is that display made visible? Through schemes or scams that result in you misusing or abusing someone else. It is this scheming or this scamming that manifests itself all throughout the universe. And that is why the Father sent the Son, and that's why the Father manifests himself, stepped out of divinity and put on humility or humanity. So when we see the word humanity, we are seeing the word humility. So in order to maintain humanity, one must maintain humility. Where there is no humility, there is no humanity. Where there is no humility, there is no humanity. Where there is no humility, there is no humanity. So our primary text for today is going to come from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2. We read from James 4 yesterday, James 4, 1 yesterday as well. Now the reason why, again, this message is so, so important, because this is taking place on a massive scale. This is what I am guilty of every day. But the reason that we commit spiritual murder is because we are thinking, we actually are assuming that we are helping spiritually when actually we are destroying. So the enemy uses your strength against you. That's what James 4 is trying to explain to us. So the enemy uses your strength. What is your strength? We all have different strengths. Mine is caring. You know, I would like to, you know, if it was up to me, that would be no such thing as poverty. I mean, no such thing as hunger, sickness. Everybody would be living large. We all would be living the dream. So the enemy takes that desire to help and I harm. So helping is harming for me. Every time I help someone, I harm someone. Let me say that again. Every time I help someone, I harm someone. One more time. Every time I help someone, I harm someone. So at the beginning of the show, the first thing I said is the most important thing I said. So you might have to replay this a few times and listen to the first minute. Because if you don't understand that, my brothers and sisters, spiritual murder is character assassination in the pursuit of our own desires and dreams. So James 4:2 tells us what spiritual murder is. As a spiritual murderer myself, it's important that I express, expose, and expand, that I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the enemy's modus operandi. That's my purpose. That's why I was born. That's why I'm here. That's why I've been through so many different things. So that way, as I go through it and I fail, I come and I tell you, hey, this is what I did. Don't do it. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2, one of the most profound scriptures of all. It says, you lust and you do not have. Bam, that's the problem. So spiritual murder is the result of wanting something that you don't have. Let me say that again. Spiritual murder is the result of wanting something that you don't have. One more time. Spiritual murder is the result of wanting something that you don't have. In the pursuit of getting that thing that you don't have, you have to assassinate someone else. In order to move, or in order to get something new, you must destroy what you have. Let me say that again. Brothers and sisters, I don't even know, I mean, yesterday's show was pretty deep. I went back and listened to it, and I was like, wow, man, I came across kind of, I guess a little angry, I guess, That's just spiritual righteousness. I hope you guys understand me by now. My anger is not at any one individual. My anger is at myself because I'm a spiritual murderer. Because in the pursuit of getting something new, I got to destroy what I have. And that includes people. That includes places. That includes things. We all. External display is the result of internal decay. The more external display I see is a indication of internal decay. So if you have a desire to be seen, to be heard, to be noticed, to have your ego stroked, that is the hallmark of internal decay. Internal decay is when you do what I do. When you go to the gym and everybody got to see you. You got to lift more. So if you got two dumbbells and you throwing up 100 pounds, you know, each dumbbell, and you're doing you know, dumbbell presses, 100 pounds in each arm, I'm going to go get the 120s. If you got the 120s, I'm going to get the 130s. If you got the 130s, I'm going to get the 140s. So I always make sure that whoever's in the gym, whoever got all the attention in the gym, I go and I outlift him or her at the expense. That's why I don't even have a right hamstring bone. I just blew it out. They couldn't even repair it. Why? Trying to show off. Trying to spiritually assassinate someone else. Now, it's irrelevant to the fact that we don't know this. I didn't know it. I've been doing it all my life. I could bring my children on here. I could bring my ex-wife on here. They would tell you, yeah, he murdered me. So when you spiritually murder somebody, let's read it in the King James. It says, you lust. And you have not, you kill. And you desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war, yet you have not because you ask not. So instead of me going out and doing it myself, I should have asked God for, number one, is this for me? Number two, Father, assist me. Because where God leads, God provides. But my desire, and this is how the enemy gets you, internal decay, external display. How does the enemy get me? How does he get me, brothers? How does he get me, sisters? He know I love. He know that, man, I don't want to see. If I see a homeless man, it hurts. I have to roll up my window. I change lanes. I can't look at a person, even though I know some of them people probably make more money than I do. If I see a little dog on the street, man, I can't do it. If I see somebody getting jumped by 10 people, I can't do it. I got to stop. At the risk of my own life. I got to help. I want to help. I want to save everybody. But it's not my job. So I overpromise and I underdeliver. Story of my life. And people don't understand that, man. People, because they don't know you. They don't know that people don't know me. They don't know that I overpromise and underdeliver. So now that I've overpromised, now I got to figure out how to deliver. God never told me to save you. But I decided, I saw you, and I said, I want to help. You didn't ask for help. You was there. I could have just walked by you just like everybody else. Yahushua walked past 1,000 to get to the one person he was going to heal. How come he didn't heal the other 1,000 and route to the one? Good question. I don't know the answer to that question. When I see somebody in pain, I'm wired. I don't know why I am wired. Anybody that's a 33, all 33s knows, because we sense way more, we feel way more than we can put in English language. That is what mental telepathy is. Mental telepathy is mental or spiritual telepathy. It's the ability to telepath empathy over great distances. So you could be in New York. I can sense you having a bad day, and I want to help. So I call you. I email you and say, hey, man, God bless you. You know, say, hey, man, you know what? I need to hear that, brother. Thank you so much. So I've had to learn the hard way to cut it off. Because what happens to me is as I'm learning, is that every time I try to help, I harm. And every time I try to help, I hurt. Because in order to move from where you are, you got to destroy. So you're in a relationship right now. To go to another relationship, you got to destroy the existing one. You're in a job, you got to go to a new job, you got to destroy the existing. That's murder. But see, I wasn't taught that. Let's read it again. James chapter 4, verse 2. Let's read the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation of James 4, 2 says, you want what you don't have. So you scheme. Oh, man. Now, you want to talk about a master schemer? All 33s are master schemers. See, we go from master manipulators to master teachers. So before you become a master teacher, you become a master manipulator. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. You can call anybody who knows me, and they say, yeah, that dude is a dangerous dude. So I had to learn how do I not scheme? Because when I scheme, I kill. Because when you are scheming, you are killing. Because the art of scheming is the art of manipulation. It is the art for me. I use the gift of gab to get what I want. And by the time you wake up, the damage has been done. I got what I want, and you are spiritually dissolved of what you had. Energy vampires do the same thing. Spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, is when you scheme to get what you want instead of going to God to get what you want. Let me see that again. The Bible says that the plans in the heart of man are many, but it's the plan of God that wins out in the end. I've had many plans, brothers and sisters. People ask me all the time, hey, Doc, how come you don't start no church, man? Man, brother, you got some deep, deep knowledge. You know, you're dropping this esoteric. I'm not qualified to start a church. That's why I don't start no church. Have you read the qualifications to start a church, to be a deacon or a minister or a bishop? That's why I don't go by none of those titles. I'm not qualified. People say, oh, Doc, you're too hard on yourself, man. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm honest with myself. I'm transparent. I try to come on this show and I try to be authentic with you because I am not a leader that's going to blow smoke. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a flawed vessel. I am the most flawed vessel I've ever met. However, God uses flawed vessels. That's why I'm here. If I wasn't here, I'd have put a bullet in my head a long time ago. Now, people hear me say that and they don't understand what I mean. They say, oh, Doc, man, that sounds kind of harsh, man. Oh, you got a lot of self-hate going on, brother. Nah, brothers and sisters, you don't understand. I actually loved myself too much. I loved myself at the expense of everybody else. So I murdered everybody else's. I sucked the spiritual enthusiasm out of other people so that way I could maintain mine. That's what I did. See, James 4:2, brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower because it says you want what you don't have. See, the problem, all problems extends from desire. So let's say you don't have no desires. If you don't have no desires, you got no problems. All problems come from a desire. You're overweight, you want to be skinny. You're skinny, you want to be fat. You're tall, you want to be short. You got blonde hair, you want brown hair. You got brown hair, look what just happened with Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn. What? So he's a man, he want to be a woman. I know women, they want to be men. You got a job, you don't want a job. You don't want a job, you got a job. Nobody, myself included, I'm not talking about you brothers and sisters. Every message I teach is a message. This is what God tells me. And then I say, well, since I'm in timeout, I'm gonna let everybody else know. That's what I promised God I was going to do on January the 1st of 2009. I say, Father, you show me, and I will share my flaws with the world because somebody else, if it's just one person that's going through the same thing, I've done my job. I've helped one person. James chapter 5, verse 6. James chapter 5, verse 6 says, you have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. See, the problem with spiritual murder is that it always hurt the people we love. Because they are the people, they are loving us, they're not expecting us to be scheming and scamming against them. Now, we're not scheming and scamming against them. We're scheming and scamming and against stuff, but the stuff that we are getting, unfortunately, affects them. And it is this scheming, it is this scamming that is causing this hurting. Internal decay. Everybody, not everybody, a lot of people that I know are suffering. Look at the African American. You ever see the black church? Anybody ever been to the black church lately? Now, I don't understand. I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. But how is that church on every corner? And look at the condition of the people in the church. I want you to just go to the black church and look at the condition of the people in the black church. Then I want you to go to the hood where the black church is located. Look at the condition of the environment in the black church. The black church would be this big, nice, shiny building, but look around the building. You see shacks, drug addicts. Look at the condition. Look at the internal decay, but there's external display. The church looking good, but internally the church is dying. What about you, brothers? What about you? On the outside, you're looking good, but internally you're dying. Why? You've committed murder.
But you say, Doc, I don't know, man. I wasn't trying to do it purposely either. It wasn't my intent to go out and hurt or harm anyone. But I had a desire. I had lust. Now, we broke down that word lust before on yesterday's show. Again, it is just simply to long for. It means to turn from one thing to another. Lust. It means to covet. Lust. So all problems stem from desire. No desires, no problems. You say that's tough. Absolutely. That flies in the face of everything I've ever been taught. Now, remember Ephesians 6:12. It says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It says that our enemies are not flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, against rulers, against wickedness in high places. One of those rulers, or those wickedness and power, is choice. So the power of choice, free will, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that's one of the Luciferians' number one agenda, free will. If you want it, go get it. Now, I say that all the time, but I'm talking about purpose-based getting. In other words, once you find what God wants for you, go get that instead of what you want for you. When you want something, you covet. Covet means you're going. It means that you are not ordained with the rights to own that property. Covet. Let me say it again. Covet means you have not been ordained by God to own that property. Let me say it again. Covet. Covet means you have not been ordained. Can you get it? Yes. Can you have it? Yes. Are you ordained? Are you designed to obtain that thing? No. Covet. All problems exist from covet, not purpose. Covet is a wish eagerly obtain something. Covet comes from envy. Remember James 3, where there's bitter envy and strife, there is confusion in every evil work. Every evil work comes from every evil work. James says, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, there is confusion in every evil work. Every evil work comes from self-seeking, self-promotion. Look at me. Look at me. Hey, look at me. When you promote yourself, that means you got to step on someone else. Let me say that again. When you promote yourself, that means you got to step on someone else. Let me say that again. When you promote yourself, you got to step on somebody else. That's murder. I'm guilty, brothers. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Why? James 4:2 says you want, and since you don't have it, you scheme. What does the word, well, first of all, in James 4:2, when it says you lust and you have not, so you kill and desire to have. So James 4:2, the word lust is the word scheme. In James 4:2, that word kill. Kill in the Greek means for nail. Now, we talked about that word because that's where we get the word pornography from. Porneo. Pornography. So a homicide, a murder is a homicide. A murder is character assassination. Spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, is spiritual slaughter. That means that you take someone's love, joy, gentleness, meekness, self-control. You take the fruit of the Spirit and you slaughter it in pursuit of your dream. That's spiritual murder. I'm guilty. Spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, is when your actions cause harm or hurt to someone else. I'm guilty. Spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, is very, it's important because I see it everywhere. Why is there so many hurt people in the world today? Spiritual murder. Why is people on edge today? Spiritual murder. I walk down the street. I do this all the time. I just, you know, it's amazing. I'm a black man. I walk down the street. I would see, you know, white people cross the street. I go to the park. I'm jogging. I go to the gym. I mean, I see it all the time. I understand racism and all that stuff. But the point that I'm trying to make, brothers and sisters, is there is a underlying tone, frequency, wave, or vibration that a person emits when they are in the pursuit of their own dream. That person says, I'm willing to do anything to get what I want, spiritual murder. I've been there, done that. So James 4:2 says, you want and you don't have. So since, okay, we want it, but we don't have it. So now we got to go get it. How do we get it? We got to come up with a scheme. We got to come up with a plan. And so the fact that you come up with a plan, now again, the reason why this message is so important is because this is what I teach in my group. This is what I teach to my clients. This is what I tell everybody to do. Come up with a plan to get what you want. What's the difference between a Satanist and a saint? The saint does God's will. The Satanist does his own, period. Anytime you got a plan to get what you want, you are a Christian Satanist. I got a 400-page book that'll break it down for you. I've been there, done that. I got 2 T-shirts and a trophy. Anytime you got a plan that's designed to take you in the direction of glorifying the Father and the Son, that is God's plan. What we should be doing is purpose-based. For every plan you got, everything you do in life should be taking you in the direction of the Father. And guess what happens when you do that? Nobody gets hurt. Nobody is killed spiritually. We're talking about spiritual death today, brothers and sisters. Spiritual death, which is way, way, way deeper than physical death. You see, we want what we don't have. And it's the fact of wanting that that we send out a vibe to go get it. It is that vibe. It is that frequency. It is that wave that draws stuff to us. That's what I was talking about on yesterday's show. Every problem in your life, you ordered it. Now, you may not know you ordered it, but you did. How did you order it? Through lust. Now, many people, again, as we talked about on yesterday's show, that word lust is a dangerous word because you turn from the thing that you have to go after the thing that you want. As a 33, I do that every day, all day. So since I can't turn it off, it's impossible because I'm wired by God to do this. But what the devil done, this is really important. I am not an advocate of sin. That's why I don't teach against morality. I could care less about morality. And people misconstrue that as a license to sin. That's not what I'm saying. God wired me this way. So the enemy knows that he got to get me to hate my wiring. Self-hate. If I don't know anything, you show me a black man on this planet, I show you a man that hates himself. I've never met a black man that don't hate himself. Even these fools that walk around and who think they don't, they do. It is the fact that when you think you don't, that's when you do. Because I know internal decay is evidenced by external display. Show me a black man that's not, I mean, oh man, I don't want to talk about black folks. I'm black, that's why I can talk about us. Why we go get a car? Why we got to put 24s on it? Why we got to tint the windows? Why we got to do all of this stuff? Stuff. It is the pursuit of this stuff that you got to kill people to get it. You're willing to assassinate. Brothers, look at what's going on in the hood, any hood, any city in America. We killing ourselves to get stuff. That's spiritual murder. Spiritual murder is when you are willing to do anything to get what you want. What about what God wants? Oh, you never stop. I didn't. In the pursuit of my own dream, I never stopped and asked God, okay, Father, what is your desire for me? That is what the only thing I do is purpose. I hate. I can't live, man. I refuse to live on this earth outside of my purpose. The devil knows that. So what did he do? He said, okay, great. Brother Will, what is your purpose? Oh, you're here to uplift the spirit of humanity. No problem, Brother Will. Look how many people need your help. Go help them. So I go help them. And so I got people signed up. And so the enemy knows I'm way overextended. And he knows I'm promising stuff that I can't deliver. And he knows people are going to get pissed off and angry. And he knows they're going to harbor hate. Even though they don't understand my intentions are good. Remember I said earlier, all negativity has underlying positive intention. I've talked to men on death row who who was killing somebody, and they said in their brain they was doing a favor. That's what, again, the Aryan Brotherhood told me. If you let us kill you, we'll put you out of your misery. They believe killing black people is helping them. Now, you've rationalized that in your head, too. So you believe whatever you're doing is helping the person that you're hurting. That's the only way you do it. So spiritual murder is the scheming. It's a scheme. It's a scam. But who you scheming? Who you scamming? Yourself. So we scheme and we scam ourselves into believing that what we're doing is helping somebody when we know it's hurting them. And how do you know? Just look at them. When you talk to them, look at the pain in their eyes as you're talking to them. Look at the disappointment in their face. Because you overpromised and you now see a scheme, a scam is a plot. It is a underhanded plot. So a scheme or a scam is something that is subconscious. It is what is called a stratagem. It is a strategy. It is a plan or a scheme to systematically arrange or to do something that's going to take you in a direction of your dream, not God's. And so all I got to do every morning I wake up, I have a heart of gold. The devil's like, great. Man, I love dudes like you. The devil loves people that have purpose. Let me say that again. The most dangerous thing in the world is to find your purpose. Because when you find it, the devil does too. So the devil empowers you to do your purpose. And so when I found out I was a master teacher, the devil said, like, great, teach this. So I started teaching it. Next thing I know, I'm teaching 20 subjects. I ain't got no time to scratch my butt. Stressed out. Not hanging out, spending no time with the family. Haven't seen my kids, live in the same house, don't even know. Oh, yeah, what's your name again? Oh, yeah, that's right. And you're my son. Oh, okay, yeah. So the enemy uses your strength against you to commit murder, to totally dis. First of all, when we talk about murder, let's make sure that we are all on the same page when we talk about spiritual murder. Because spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, everywhere I go, I look into the hearts of people, and this is what I see, a longing. Because spiritual murder means that there are certain malice conditions that constitutes inhumanity or inhumane treatment. Spiritual murder. Now, spiritual murder happens when the other person feels as a result of you attaining your dream. Let me say that again. Now remember, perception is their reality, it's not yours. So even though I could give you $1,000 and I could be committing manslaughter, homicide, spiritual murder. Why? Because murder means that it is the actual misery or torment. Let me give you a perfect example. I've said this many times, all the time. I was just sitting, I was a young minister. I saw this young lady walking down the street with her three kids. And she was struggling, she was walking to church. And I used to see her walking to church with them three kids, young African-American lady. I'm there, I got three cars in the driveway. So I walk up to her after church one day. Actually, when it was doing a testimony service or something, I gave her the keys to my car. So here you go, it's yours. I don't want to see you walking anymore. Next Sunday, I see her walking, car parked in the driveway. Next Sunday, I see her walking again, car parked in the driveway. I say, sis, what's going on? I gave you a car and, you're still walking. She said, I don't know how to drive. I said, no problem, sis, I'll teach you how to drive. She said, no, I don't want to learn how to drive. I don't want to drive. So let me get this correct. So you want to walk this, you don't want a car. No, I don't want a car. So instead of me asking this, you want the car, I want to help. So my help hurts. So the one thing I can't do is I can't help. unless God tells me to help. So God, the devil, takes your gift, in my case of helping people, and he uses it to hurt people. And in hurting people, I condemn myself because I feel I don't want to. The only trick the devil got on me and anybody is to make you feel bad so he can shut you down. You guys know how many times I've come close to stop doing this, walking away from my purpose? You guys want to know how close? There's an internal battle. I remember, as we read in James 4:1 yesterday, all problems, struggle comes from within. So the struggle I have within is I feel bad. Why do I feel bad? Because I make other people feel bad. Why do I make other people feel bad? Because I'm trying to help other people. So in helping them, I'm hurting them. So if I stop helping them, did I stop doing my purpose? I feel bad. Then if I help them, I'm still doing my purpose. I still feel bad. That's why I disconnected this whole feeling mechanism. Because I realize it's a Luciferian trick. That's why I don't do morality. I do causality. And if you don't understand this, brothers and sisters, after the devil gets you to kill everybody else, you're going to turn and you're going to kill yourself. Spiritual death. I'm not talking about no bullet to your head. I'm talking about you're going to put yourself in time out like I did. You're going to quit and you're going to walk away from your purpose because your purpose is hurting people. Because you're not helping the people that God. Jesus walked past 1,000 to get to one. Stop trying to save everybody. Stop trying to help everybody. Everybody don't want what you got. Now, I know you think you God's gift to the planet. I do, too. I think my messages should be broadcasted live 24-7 around the globe. But they're not. 10 people maybe listen to the messages. So I get pissed off and say, man, I need to get more listeners. So what do? I come up with a plan, a.k.a. a scheme. Why? Get more listeners. God tell me to do that? Well, I don't know if I'm doing God's will. God told me to share the word. So I'm going to share it. Share it with who? See, if you don't know your niche, my niche is people who've been in a church for 30 years and they dead. And they sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they are angry because that's how I was. Your niche is people exactly like you. If you're an alcoholic, go minister to alcoholics. Stop trying to save drug addicts. If you a victim of rape and God has changed your life and got you past that hurt and that pain, you need to help other women who've been raped to help them get past. But you're ashamed of it, so you hide it, so you can't overcome him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony because you're ashamed of your testimony. So he got you there too. Spiritual murder, brothers and sisters, you desire to help, but your helping hurts because you're helping the wrong people. The hardest lesson I have to learn, every morning I wake up, I got to tell myself, don't try to save the world today, Doc. See 10 people on the call, be happy. If there's 5 people on the call, be happy. A good friend of mine told me one time, he said, hey, man, don't look at the scoreboard. Look at the game. So I'm going to tell you guys the same thing. The score may be 55-0. You may be losing. Don't watch the scoreboard. Play the game. Exercise your purpose. Do what God has called and gifted you to do. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Every time you do that, you're going to hurt somebody. You're going to kill somebody. And I know that's not your intention. Your intention, you want to do just like me. It's not my intent to hurt, to harm, to maim, to kill, to destroy, to mutilate. That's not my intentions. My intention is I want people to see and have the joy and enthusiasm of God that I have. But the enemy uses my joy and my enthusiasm to take my joy and my enthusiasm. Wow. So you think the devil's going to come to you through the back door? No, he's going to come right through your front door. You're going to open the door. You're going to let him in. You're going to invite him into your house. You're going to sit down with the devil, and you're going to minister to the devil. And the whole time you're ministering to him, he's laughing at you because you're wasting your time. Why? God did not call you to do that. You say, but oh, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. God called me. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. He called me to teach. So I've been trying to teach everybody. And I'll teach. I had this once. You guys would not believe this. I did a Dear Canary report, hooked it up, gave it to the sister. The sister loved it, man, signed everything. She signed it, and I said, okay, And as I do with lots of people on my Dear Kneel, if they make a comment, say, is it okay if I use your comment on my Facebook page or on my website? Sure, go right ahead, Doc. She was satisfied with everything I put on Facebook. She was Caucasian, blonde hair, blue eyes, very attractive young lady. All of her Caucasian friends saw, what you doing with this black dude? Why are you promoting this black dude stuff? This girl turned her back on me and said, I don't even know this dude. He got my information, and he did this report without my approval. I had to go on Facebook and send a signed document. Thankfully, I still had it. Why? Tried to help. God didn't call me to do that. He didn't call me to do Dick in the reports for everybody. Dangerous thing you can do is try to take your gifts and spread it around, because the devil going to take it, he's going to turn it, and he's going to run you over with your own gift. He's done it to me I don't know how many times. Again, I'm a very slow learner. So it took a few times for me to figure it out. But I figured it out. It is my prayer that you figure it out, because the spiritual murder I'm talking about, not necessarily you committing spiritual murder on someone else, but you committing spiritual murder on yourself. How? You're allowing the devil to come in, learn your trade, your craft, your gift, and your talent, take it and use it against you to suck the life out of you. Spiritual murder is when you suck the life, the enthusiasm, the joy, the motivation, the will out of someone else when you think you're helping them. Helping can be harming. I've learned the hard way. My brothers and sisters, this is actually a good message. This is not a bad message. So it sounds bad. It was bad going through it. But now that I'm on the other side of it, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why? No man, woman, or child can come to me and make me feel bad anymore. That's why when people come to me and they point out my flaws, I say, actually, I got more than that. You want to hear what else I've done wrong? The devil cannot use my weakness against me anymore. Now, he used to, but not anymore. Because the Bible says, in my weakness, he's made strong. Let's end with this. Brothers and sisters, if you turn with me really, really quickly, and I know you can't turn with me there, but in the, what's that scripture? I'm trying to remember the scripture now. Second Chronicles? 2 Corinthians. Nope. What is it, Father? Basically, it's a scripture that says that in my weakness, he's made strong. In my weakness, he's made strong. So God uses the weak things of this world to confound and to confuse the wise of this world. Spiritual murder is when you don't understand what that means. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the son of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or scheme or scam you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped.